radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Good morning. My name is Harry Carter, and I'm with you this morning to discuss the topic of safety, a very important part of my life in the fire service. I am a retired battalion chief from the city of Newark, New Jersey, and I currently serve as chairman of the Board of Fire Commissioners for Howell Township Fire District Number 2 here in Howell Township, New Jersey. I've been a fireman since 1966 and written a number of books, written for Firehouse Magazine since 1990. And, well, I just wanted to share some thoughts with you today during the stand-down week. Now, my visit with you today is one which I believe to be extremely important to the future of every one of your fire departments. There is a great deal of talk about safety out there in the fire service, but I think that there are far too many people talking the talk and not actually walking the walk of a truly safety-conscious fire officer. When it comes to the concept of safety, I think I see a lot of winking and nodding out there when people are performing their duties rather than actually sticking to the script of fire safety operations. Sometimes, after I review a death or serious injury, which I'm often asked to do for NIOSH, I see something that is so incredibly stupid, I just want to reach out and grab the offenders by the scruff of the neck and shake them, shake a little sense into them. Perhaps I think it might actually be possible to shake a little sense into their pea brains, but most times I worry that there just won't be enough return on my time and effort. People seem to be hung up on this incredibly stupid notion that in order to be a hero in the fire service, you have to do incredibly stupid and dangerous things. My message to you today is really quite simple. If you are going to stand up and assume the mantle of leadership in your fire department, there is one critical task which you cannot ignore. I'm here to tell you that you must be willing to make the tough decisions regarding safety policies and practices and how they are implemented in your agency. Safety, again, as I say, is a word which seems to be on the lips of many people these days. When listening to people talk about safety, I want to urge you to consider the source of these people who stand up and invoke the gods of safety for you and your troops. Are these people really committed to the concept of safety, or are they just mouthing the words to make themselves seem part of the current world, to make themselves seem like they really know what they're doing, or some other false reason? As I wrote in a Firehouse.com commentary not too long ago, one of the important elements in this life is a dusty old concept known as trust. It was widely used during my youth, but seems to have fallen on hard times as we begin our march deeper into the 21st century. When you hear the word safety, I want you to think, can you trust the source of the words? I hear a great deal being said these days about the need for safety. Sometimes I see the right people using the word safety. I am pleased in those cases and listen closely to see how I can use their suggestions in the real world of my life here in Howell Township. At other times, I hear people use the word safety as just another word in the English language. It is at times like this that I have to call into question the advice offered to me in the old church hymn, which tells us to, quote, trust and obey, for there is no other way, unquote. Wow. What a great setup for a big fall in today's secular world. Each time I read or hear of a new promise, I attempt to use one of the following review concepts. I review with a critical eye. I review with a jaundiced eye. I review using a grain of salt. The critical eye allows me to review the information at hand to assess its accuracy and validity. I guess that's part of me being a doctoral scholar, but I like to check my sources a lot more now than I did when I was a younger man. This review allows me to see if what is being proposed is tied to an existing reality, a good concept. listening to oral presentations is a bit more difficult, as none of the aforementioned reality checks is available. Therein lies the danger presented to us by great orators. They can say things that sound right on the surface, but are what lawyers would call truly specious in nature. What this really means is that they're just so much BS. Does this seem familiar to you, my fellow Americans? It is at times like this when I find it necessary to rely on the second and third points listed above. I let my past experiences with similar-sounding charlatans and arguments guide me in my search to understand what people are telling me. Let me tell you a very important point, one which you should use to guide you in your daily quest to be safe. I only believe a fraction of what I hear until I can check it out. Even then, I must tell you that I take many things I hear with a grain of salt, because the people making the statements and the circumstances wherein the comments are being made are just odd, incredibly odd. Research, my friends, is a critically important part of the work involved in being an effective fire department officer and supervisor of people. Research is also important in the concept of safety. How can you know what safe is until you've read the text and attended the classes and learned from the true experts what safety is? Then you have to come back and actually apply it to your fire department. Let me now suggest to you that safety should be at the heart of every aspect of the daily operations within your fire department. You must work with your people to create an environment of safety. You need to involve your people in the development process for your standard operating procedures. Let your people tell you what they think. These documents must embrace safety as the heart and soul of their demands on your staff. Let me also suggest that you as a leader must model these behaviors for your people. I really do not like those do as I say, not as I do sort of fire officers. I've seen them during my career. They're a bane upon the existence of the fire service. These people scream at everyone to follow policy, use their seatbelts, act safely. And my friends, these are the folks who consistently fail to wear their own seatbelts. You must become a coach and mentor for your people. Being a mentor means leading by example. You make the rules a part of your personal psyche and live them out for your people. Heck, I have been a real pain in the butt about seatbelts here in Adelphia. In my volunteer fire department, according to my daughter, who is a member, depending upon the day, I am referred to as the seatbelt Nazi. I'm working to keep that title. When people sit down in the fire truck with Harry Carter driving, they're going to put their belts on because, you know, that's the way I want it to be. Is it easy? No. Is it a pain in the butt? Yes, it is, but it's the right thing to do. Let me assure you that I've angered a lot of people. That's just how it is. In my career with the Newark Fire Department, I had the unfortunate duty of burying a number of friends who died in the line of duty, and I wondered each time what we as a fire department could do to prevent these deaths. We studied them. We worked to change the things that were wrong. My friends, if you are a leader and you hold yourself up as a leader who believes in safety, I suggest you're going to have to make the hard decisions in the area of safety and live the example yourself. Decisions will be hard, but the results will be well worth the effort. Now, let me challenge you with a few points to discuss today in your firehouse as you go on through the Fire EMS Stand Down Week. Let me suggest five things you should think about. Number one, what is your fire department policy on wearing seatbelts? Get the book out, read it, talk about it. Number two, are you enforcing your seatbelt policy, or are you just giving it lip service? My friends, I'm going to have to leave that discussion to you, because only you know what you're doing where you are. Number three, What is the second most dangerous place where your fire department is called to operate? Think about it. Ask your people to think about it. Then let me give you the answer. Out there on the highways and byways of your response district, people are getting struck by cars that should not be getting struck by cars. Which leads me into point number four. Do you have appropriate highway safety vests, public safety vests, and are your people wearing them? Again, I'm not with you. You're going to have to discuss it, and you're going to have to explain to your people why you don't have them. And lastly, number five, you need to pull out your policy on emergency apparatus driving and review it. My friends, people are being killed and injured in the United States and Canada every day who should not be injured and killed. Poor driving, not wearing seat belts, ignoring traffic signals. These are all poor behaviors which can be corrected by training and emphasis and follow through on enforcing your policies. It's nice to be the officer. It's nice to wear that white shirt and sit up front and give the orders. But with that comes a great and heavy responsibility. You have to be sure that your people go home safe every day. Thank you, and please have a good fire EMS safety stand down week. Thank you.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio. We'll be right back.